Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Sometimes the buttons just don't push.
Yeah, buttons stick sometimes.
Or your finger misses. Anyways, so before the Giants and the Panthers squared off in jolly old Germany last week, I played y'all some audio from Xavier Leggett about going over to Germany and getting some food because he was a really picky eater. Well, Xavier Leggett found some food. So the clip I'm about to play you is someone in Germany giving him what looks to be to me like a several meat sticks. Because, you know, Germans are real big on the meat sticks and whatnot. Sausage is real big over there.
Yeah.
So
famously into meat sticks.
Here it is.
I have some chicken wine. Do I need a cougar? Let me try. Okay. I like that one.
Do you have any food since you arrived?
I have some chicken wine. They had a little different taste to them. Like y'all use a different twang of barbecue stuff. But they right here, I like it right here.
Stop doing damn interviews, man. They're doing this to make fun of you.
Yeah, we're not making fun of him.
Yeah.
We're just enjoying him.
He's playing pretty good.
He's playing great. Four touchdowns on the year already.
Yeah.
He's well aware that people are on social media talking about his accident. I don't think it bothers him. He only says, because I found another clip of him, he only says that they've never heard anybody from McCollum, South Carolina or something like that. I'm like, do all y'all talk like that?
I'm curious.
I'm sure, like, similar.
Yeah, right? It has to be similar.
Usually, I mean, I guess sometimes people just have complete outlier accents, but
yeah.
He learned to talk like that from people that talk like that.
Yeah, you
I
don't
would
just
assume.
Pick it up. You get it from being surrounded by people.
And I would imagine, too, there's a time in his life where he didn't think anything of it. Like, everyone talked like that around him. Like, I don't know when when it comes to your attention that, oh, not everybody talks like this?
Right.
Oh, okay, I guess you watch TV or whatever, but like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he feels like he talks pretty normal. Compared
to
all the people that grew up. Yeah, exactly.
Y'all just never heard me before.
Yeah, everybody talks normal.
Listen,
depends
harder.
On where you are.
So, Fran Brown, head football coach of Syracuse University, the Orangeman, has a very different way of punishing himself when he does not win a football game. And I don't know, maybe everybody can take a kind of an example from old Fran Brown.
Honestly, I got like a ritual. Like, when we lose, I ain't even getting a shower till early this morning. I just be mad. I just brush my teeth. But it's like, I don't deserve soap. I don't deserve to do all that. I'm just focused on like trying to get back and trying to make sure that our players mentally understand and know that I let them down, that they didn't do it. You know, I just wake up all night, especially when you lose. You like wake up like, damn, it really happened. You know, it really happened that way. So it's just different pieces. And then I just move on. There's a process that I follow every week, win, lose, or draw. Only thing is like my wife, I can't sleep in the bed. Yeah. If we lose, because I ain't going to get in the shower for that day, I'm just mad, and I just sit there. I just brush my teeth. That's what I have to do, so y'all won't say my breath stink, but I'm just kind of locked in at certain things, certain ways. I think you gotta earn the right to do certain things, so, you know, winners get washed. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loser. I just kind of waited a little bit.
Winners get washed.
I don't think there's any reason why, unless you can't. At least, unless you can't, or you don't have, you're not able to, or whatever.
Sure.
That you should have a shower.
Yeah, like if you have access to a shower, I don't think anyone's going to be, you lost the game, but I still think you should probably go get in there.
You should probably want to take a shower.
Get a rinse off.
You know what I mean?
Like you're causing yourself way more strife.
Yes.
Than you need to.
Yes.
Because, I mean, obviously you're going to be upset you lost a football game. You're the head coach of a major program. You want to win. But don't, like, don't get yourself kicked out of your own marital bed.
Yeah, dog.
Also, I mean, that's not healthy.
I mean, I hate losing and everything like that. And we all know that. I've talked about my family. They know that if Brandon loses, we're going to go to the we're going to pick up some food on the way to the house. We're not going out to dinner or nothing like that. So, but I still would shower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, friend, that don't sound very bad. Teach his own. If you feel like you need to deprive yourself of cleanliness because you lost a football game, hey, more power to him.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be a team thing? If the head coach isn't going to shower, then y'all shouldn't be
showering. Oh, hell no.
Well, at least he didn't play.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't play in
those
the game.
Those guys were in pads.
Yeah. He didn't play in the game. And
they play indoors?
Yeah, but I mean,
well, that's not too bad.
And everybody's had that teammate that takes shower pills for whatever reason.
Yeah,
like dog, we just played in the game.
Just bathe.
Well, I barely played. You had a uniform on, right?
Yeah.
You went out through warm ups and all that. You gonna take a shower? You gonna put your nice clothes back on to get on the damn airplane?
Maybe you're shower shy.
Yeah, I guess
some people are shower shy. I don't like to get in there.
And that could be
around
it.
Others.
That could be it, dog. But yeah, grown man taking shower pills after practice.
I also I'll go a step one further. Like I like to shower. It's kind of nice. It's like a nice little, you know. I don't take long showers.
Kind of annoying late at night though.
What is late at night?
When you have to shower late at night.
Oh,
like coming home from a softball game.
Yeah, you didn't get home till late. But yeah. I don't know. Nice.
Still nice, though.
Yeah.
Not trying to take anything away from the shower.
It's a nice little, you know, it's a nice little thing to do for yourself, you know? Get a nice
reward
loofer.
Reward yourself.
Get, like, a nice smelling soap or something, you know? Enjoy it.
So, Viking
like
safety.
Smelling like berries, don't you?
Lavender. Oh,
lavender berries.
I really like lavender.
Yeah, lavender berries.
My wife gets this lavender body wash that every time I use it, it just feels luxurious.
I have something right now flavored with cucumber, and boy, do I hate it.
Oh, you don't like cucumbers, yeah. Huh?
Well, I don't like the smell or the, like, cucumber. I love cucumbers, and I love pickles.
Okay.
I don't like cucumber-flavored stuff, and I don't like cucumber-smelling stuff.
And you use this?
It's soap. I have to. I bought 8 bars of it, so I'm not going to throw it away.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw it out.
Oh, man. Why'd you buy it
if you don't like how it smells?
Well, so it's aloe and cucumber, so I didn't think it would be that heavily cucumbered. It was like Lever 2000. It was on sale.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Irish Spring. You know,
yeah,
I like to open the box of Irish Spring with soap.
It's a great smell.
That stuff smells great.
Great smell.
But just so happens that day, Lever 2000, it smells like cucumbers, was cheaper.
Okay.
I don't buy the soap. The soap shows up. I use it.
Oh, no. I can't.
Good call there.
No. There's a couple rules in the shower. And her friend, don't use her razors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't shave, baby. Yeah, so you never remember about
that. That's fine.
That was something we first moved in together. And then don't use her body wash or shampoo. That's perfectly fine with me. Because she like I like that smell, but I don't want to smell like her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
do you just use the body wash that Ashley buys, or does she buy you your own?
I just use whatever's in there.
I buy my own, I use my own. I don't like the trail smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't wear aftershave and all that stuff. I don't like the trail smell.
Mm-hmm. I don't make that body wash money yet, so still got to stick with the bottle bars.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
8 bars for $5.
We got that Suave bottle.
Throw
Suave.
It in there. So Viking safety Cam Bynum hardly ever gets to score touchdowns because he's a safety, but when he does, he has fantastic touchdown celebrations, and he had one this past Sunday. Where he did a little break dancing.
I'm a big fan of Ray Gunn, especially after the Olympics when we all found out about her. And I saw it coming back up recently, but ever since I saw her do that dance and her do her performance in the Olympics, I was like, I need to bring this back in an NFL game. And I don't think anybody would have the guts to do it. So I memorized it and studied her. and had to memorize the dance because I'm like, one of my interceptions, I have to do it. So, I'm excited about the catch and the interception, but my biggest thing was to get that celebration off, and I got it, and I'm happy.
It was freaking
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It was
the entire
freaking
dance.
Very awesome.
He did a great job.
And he did. I mean, he had the
everybody
whole
knew what he was
everybody
doing.
Everybody knew what he was doing.
It's like, that's the lady from the Olympics.
Yes, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
The celebration was great.
Now,
really
she
was.
Has, since the Olympics, quit breakdancing because people were so mean to her. But Cam Bynum did say that he would like to collab. I don't know what they would collab on. Maybe a dance
instructional
dance.
What is she doing now?
Well, she was like a teacher or a physicist.
Because she wasn't no break dancer.
No.
She scammed her way into the Olympics.
Right. But look, all the hoity-toity breakdancer people, that she brought eyes onto the sport.
No, like, she didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Not the right kind of eyes, though. Right? Like, no one was watching it like, oh, now I'm interested in breakdancing.
Pub is good pub, right?
I don't feel that way.
No?
No.
No.
We're making fun of her, right?
Like, yes.
But people pay attention to breakdancing, though, man.
The whole event became a roast.
They banned, like, and then now they're not doing it again. Like, they did it once.
I don't think that was because of her, though, right?
I don't think she helped. Like, I don't think she helped the future of Olympic breakdancing.
She would help more if she promised to go back, if we're being honest.
Right, yeah.
Like, more people would be like, what sort of terrible disaster is she going to do this time?
I do, like, there is an argument to be made for every Olympic event just having a citizen in it, just a regular citizen.
This is my argument.
So you can see how impressive it is what people are actually doing. Just like let me go out there and run the 100 meters against them. Just to be like, oh, damn, they really are moving fast.
But that's what I'm saying. Because
when they're against each other, you don't get a sense of how fast they are.
Yes, you do.
Well, you do. They're fast. Yeah. Like, compared to other fast people, you put just a regular guy out there, hilarious.
Oh, way against that right there. I don't want to see that crap.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they do.
Yeah, nobody was.
Just
nobody
two regular dudes in a canoe trying to keep up.
Nah. Nobody wants to see an Abe. All right?
Yeah, they do.
That's the first thing I'm thinking about is Abe asked, well, I can do it. I know, and he would be proud that he came within like 60 meters.
Yeah, I got to the Olympics. Well, you got to the Olympics because they wanted just a regular guy to demonstrate how special these people are. Just like a barometer of specialness. I think it would really drive it
home.
What
if something goes horribly wrong and that guy ended up winning somehow?
There's no way in
hell. Speed skating.
Everyone gets like
speed skating, guys fall. They just get taken out the whole, but sometimes.
Well, that would be unfortunate. Yeah, no one would like that.
Outside of
short track, by the way, not long track.
What could a regular Joe actually win?
Huh?
What could a regular Joe actually win outside of shooting? Because that's kind of been happening.
No regular person could win anything at the Olympics.
I didn't even not the hammer thrower.
No.
Maybe not even shooting.
None of them. None of them. None. Everyone who makes the Olympics and wins a medal. This is like you guys over there. You guys over there, always trying to...
What about archery?
No! Those people are incredible.
Do you know how far that shot is?
70 yards.
They've trained their whole...
They also cheat.
You think... See, Bo thinks he can do it. He's not as bad as Abe.
He's not as bad as Abe. No,
but he thinks he can do it, too.
Abe thinks he can compete in something.
You can't.
Take all those cheating devices off the bow and let's shoot the bow that I have in my closet.
These people spent their whole lives...
Actually, you're right. I do. I think I could play team handball.
You couldn't!
Yeah,
then
you ever seen those guys?
Do it.
You can that goalie what? Makes one save every play? Tournament.
Team handball.
I didn't know. Is that a
team handball?
Event?
Then go do it.
You don't lost your
go do play it. Goalie
you
for team handball.
Ever loving mine.
Then go do it. Like if you can, then do it. No one's stopping you. It's a free world, free country at least. Go do it. Go make the team. Because you can't.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.